Nourishing the Spirit, Elder Charles A. Callis, Charles A. Callis, Conference Report, October 1943, pages 55-57, God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, patriotism commanded, with you I am very much gratified that Utah went over the top in the bond sale, and that the nation oversubscribed the government loan. This shows that patriotism is not dead and that the love of pleasure does not predominate the spirit of sacrifice. Every American should do all he can to frustrate the wicked ambition of those who would rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. Brethren, we must not boast, we are not yet out of the woods. Our hope is in Jehovah, the Lord of heaven and earth. He will not fail us. With God we can do everything that is right, for if he be with us, who can be against us? A lesson from the bees. Now, may I turn your attention for a moment to some other matters. In the morning paper, a day or two ago, Mr. Ballistin, the head of the honey industry of this state, requested the people to sow clover in the barrow pits, and on the sides of the road, that the honeybees might be provided with the proper food and consequently make better honey. This is excellent advice. I was in Miami years ago. The president of the branch had several beehives. I said, "Brother Newbeck, have you a lot of honey now?" He said, "Yes." "Is it good honey?" "No," he said, "it is not." "Why?" "Look over yonder," he said, and I beheld a bottling plant. There were scores of boxes covered with syrup. The bees had become lazy. Instead of flying out into the fields and extracting the nectar from the flowers, they lighted upon these boxes and fed upon this syrup. Consequently, the honey wasn't much good. I am wondering, if we are sowing clover, are we providing the proper food for our children? I do not mean physical food. We are a well-fed nation, but we are not grateful enough to the Almighty. In the careful rearing of children, we are building a mighty republic. Holding cottage meeting suggested, Alexander Cairns said that there was such a thing as wasting our sorrows. We have been deprived of some church privileges. We think, because of this war, it seems that there are wards in Zion where Sunday evening meetings are dispensed with because of the inconveniences caused by shortage of gas, etc. In each of such wards, the bishop could have at least 20 or 25 cottage meetings on Sabbath evenings. This would provide for young and old rich spiritual food. In attending such meetings, they would not be in places to feed on stuff that does not form character nor develop the qualities of true manhood and womanhood. If we would hold these cottage meetings and praise the Lord in worship and in song, behold, there would be manifested in the lives of the young people increased church activity and more spirituality. The Sunday school is the most powerful, is the greatest spiritual auxiliary organization in the church. Fathers and mothers would do well to go with their children to Sunday school. There, in that divinely founded institution, the children are given proper spiritual food to develop a nobility of character, manhood, and womanhood which will endure forever. Sometimes we think that in counseling our boys and girls, it is like pouring water on a duck's back. Alma's conversion. We read in the Book of Mormon the story of Alma. He and the sons of Mosiah were going around trying to destroy the church. An angel stopped them by the way. For 3 days and three nights Alma suffered the pain of a damned soul. He was racked with the pains of hell. While he was praying, while he was in this distress, this agony, for he seemed to have touched the bottom of hell, he remembered the words of his father, the father who prophesied that Jesus Christ would come into the world and redeem mankind. And as Alma thought of this holy being, he pleaded with Jesus, and prayed to him. Then his pain, his torment, his guilty conscience subsided, and into his life there came an exquisite feeling of peace and love and joy. Home influence potent. In the home, a father's voice and counsel, the mother's law will be more effective than if they were given outside the home. I plead for a greater parental control, benevolent of course, persuasive, kind, and loving, because, come along, is the call that will win. If the homes are provided with this parental control, with good reading matter, with the magazines of the church placed on the table where the boys and girls can read them, I want to say to you that parents are going to have much more ease of heart, much less concern. I plead with you all to see what food your children are feeding upon. Provide them with that nourishment which will make them faithful members of the church, good members of society, and great citizens of this glorious republic. In the mission field, young men have come to me and said, "Brother Callis, the words and counsel of my father, which I had forgotten before I came on a mission, have come to me in times of peril and distress, and they have built me up and steadied me and made me a better missionary." God help us all, my dear brethren, to see that our children are fed the words of God, to go with them to Sunday school, for our faith is refreshed, renewed, stimulated by observing the external ordinances of the gospel, such as the sacrament and other holy things. I bear you my testimony. The youth of Zion will respond to example. Bid them go with you. Love them. You fathers, keep close to your boys. Be chummy with them. Associate with them. Mothers, make your daughters feel that you are their best friend on earth and teach them to come and confide in you. God help us all to fulfill our righteous obligations and to be worthy earthly parents of that immortal soul which God has trusted to your care and of which you have charge. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.